Send me an email with all the details.
Yeah, you know, Ivanka's kind of walked into this one. If even on day one she used her private email for anything related to government, her father made a big deal out of Hillary's email, so you can imagine that people are salivating at the chance to make a point here. Karen Travers is our ABC News correspondent in the West Wing of the White House this morning. Karen, what's the story?
Yeah, this is a story in the Washington Post, broken by the Post last night, that Ivanka Trump, the president's daughter and senior advisor, used a personal account throughout much of 2017 to send hundreds of emails that could be in violation of federal records rules. She's essentially accused of doing what her father was campaigning against, which is using a private email account to do government business. This a liberal watchdog group has newly released emails that show Ivanka was contacting cabinet members, Betsy DeVos, Linda McMahon at the Small Business Administration, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, to start conversations about policy. And these emails were discovered while White House ethics officials were gathering emails from agencies to respond to a public records lawsuit. So they're kind of swept up as part of something else. Ivanka's lawyers say that while she was transitioning into government, she sometimes used her private account, but they say it was almost always for logistics and scheduling related to her family. They say she didn't use a private server or create a private server in her house. There wasn't classified information transmitted, and no emails were ever deleted.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the main distinction is A, no classified material, and B, no private server.
But that's what they say.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Oh, okay. So is there a question about that? Is that...
Well, we don't... This is what the statement is from the lawyer.
I
we
see.
Certainly
right.
wouldn't know if she did either of those things based on what we know right now.
Gotcha. All right. Well, I'm sure everyone will keep their eye on it. But yeah, you're begging for trouble, and I'm surprised she would... you know, make that misstep and even open the door.
Yeah, I mean, I think to say, well, I didn't know, or, you know, we were transitioning in just because of what a big deal it was in 2016, you'd think everybody would be extra, extra cautious.
Hypersensitive, right. Hey, let me ask you about this breaking news about this federal judge ruling against the asylum change that the president put in place and the timing of the White House pulling troops away from the border. What do we make of those two stories and how they intersect?
Well, you know, we knew that the asylum proclamation from the president was going to be challenged in court. The ACLU said at the time that this was just not allowed by law, but the law made it very clear that migrants can apply for asylum wherever they come into this country. That's current law.
Right.
So the president, if he wanted to change it, would have to approach it differently, not through a proclamation. So no surprise that that ended up in court, and that's the direction it went. Then you also have some reports that the troops will start coming home. This was only a 45-day deployment, so the question would have been, were they going to get extended? Mm-hmm. The president certainly has not talked about the caravan at nearly the same frequency and strength that he was before the midterm election.
And are they giving any indication as to whether a certain percentage of the troops stay, or is this just completely off the radar now that the election's over?
Well, it's not off the radar, but I think we're waiting to see an official announcement.
Yeah. Wow. Always interesting. Karen Travers, our ABC News correspondent, live at the White House this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.